So I saw I don't want to say elderly woman, but a woman that she couldn't see over the steering wheel, and she was very small in stature and probably in her 80s, if I had to take a guess.
Okay.
She was at the grocery store, and I was parked, and I was loading up my car with the groceries, mm-hmm. and she backed right into, like, where you return the carts.
Okay.
She didn't even flinch. She didn't even flinch. Like, she looked so calm,
yeah.
and, like, with her glasses, I could see, like, her glasses, and I could see her peek up, and then she just put it in reverse, and then she went, and then she just kept driving. And I know we talk about this all the time, and it comes up all the time, but don't
sure.
you think at some point, like, you should be retested? Like, there's got to be a point, and maybe it's not just an age thing.
Mm.
It could be, like, if you're just a really terrible driver.
Well, it could be vision. It could
yes.
be any of those things.
Yes.
Sure. Right. I mean, it was good that she looked up from behind the steering wheel to decide whether or not she had hit it. You know, like a wall or a person.
Right.
Right. I mean, that was good. And here's the thing. If you hit a person, they're probably laying on the ground. So she wouldn't be aware anyways.
She wouldn't
at that
have
point.
Seen them.
No. I'll tell you, my grandmother's car, the right-hand side of the car was streaked in white. She had a bright blue car. And the entire side of the car, later in life, of course, she was a good driver for many years, but later in life, the entire right side of her car was streaked with white from her garage.
Don't you think she should have been retested at some point?
Well, here's the thing is, Martha, my grandmother, she would have loved to have been retested. She always actually advocated for retesting, but I think it's just because my grandmother liked to pass tests. She liked to be the smartest one around with it. I'm dealing with this right now. Yesterday, I had to pay. I was telling you, I was whining to you about it. Not only did I pay a $203 ticket last week on a drive, or I got snagged speeding in an area where the highway switches over for all of a mile.
Okay.
It seems like a scam to me. Mm-hmm. But then I got hit with another assessment on top of it. Do you know that driving through another state, they hit me with a risk assessment diagnosis, they said. And it's an additional $300 that I had to pay for them to monitor me Good. For the next 2 years as I drive through their state to decide whether or not I should be allowed to drive there, essentially.
I think that that's actually great. I think that
what do you mean that's great?
Because there should be things in place for when you come to driving. If you're not a good driver, or you've gotten to a point in your life where you can no longer perform with the ability of a professional driver.
One
that doesn't hit grocery carts and keep driving. Like, there should be a test. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I have seen my mother drive, and she's only in her 60s, and it's already terrifying.
Okay.
I can't imagine her driving in 10 more years.
All right. So what age would you say is the right age to start retesting?
70 at the absolute bottom limit, but ideally, I think 65. You retire, you have to keep driving, you have to prove it.
Right.
Wait, so the day, the happiest day of your life, the one that you retire, you get to, you know, start enjoying your own dreams and whatnot.
And that's when
we possibly take away your keys.
Yep.
Right.
So enjoy your freedom. Just kidding. You have
right.
nowhere to drive
right.
to.
Don't go anywhere. Yeah. Oh, enjoy the bus lines.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer to this. And I think that people get really testy when it comes to it, right?
Sure. Well, you're talking about taking away their ability to go places.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you actually think that there should be a retested age? You could let us know on our Facebook page. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.